In my time here at Mater Dei Radio, I've had the privilege of speaking to many knights in my role, both here at the studio and also the volunteers that come in. And I've been especially grateful for the last 2 years that I have had to be able to talk with the Oregon State Deputy of the Knights of Columbus, Ken Anderson. His time in that role is coming to an end. But that means his service is not done yet. Ken Anderson is joining me today to say one last farewell and one more interview as the state deputy for the Knights of Columbus of Oregon. Ken, good morning. Thanks for being with me once again.
Good morning, Brenda. I've really enjoyed talking on the radio the last couple of years in this role of state deputy. It's been an absolute privilege and an honor.
Oh, and it has been so much fun for me to be able to talk with you and let everybody in our area know about what the work of the Knights of Columbus is all about. Ken, let's look back a little bit, though. When did you first become involved in the Knights of Columbus?
Yeah, so I first joined in 2014. And I was 20 years old. I happened to be going at daily mass at St. Mary's in Corvallis one particular morning, and a friend from the parish who had been a Knight of Columbus for quite some time just happened to meet me after mass and said, "Isn't it about time that you join the Knights of Columbus?" And I thought to myself and was like, you know what? Yeah, it is time. I'd been thinking about it ever since I went to the scouting mass and saw the Knights of Columbus and the Honor Guard, thinking that that's something I'd like to do at some point in the future. And finally, my friend just came up and said, "Hey, I think it's time to join the Knights of Columbus." And it seemed like a wonderful opportunity. So that was 11 years ago, if you can believe that.
You have done so much, too, in those 11 years. Now, from that local council you joined, presuming that you moved through those ranks of the different degrees of it, did you serve time in a leadership role in your individual council?
Yeah, so shortly after I joined the Knights of Columbus, I got to work on starting a college council at Oregon State University for college students. And so once that was started up, I served as the Grand Knight for about a year and a half. And then I passed the Grand Knightship on to another person. And ever since then, I ended up moving up the ranks. The following year, I served as a district warden, which is basically the assistant for a district deputy who is a leader on a district level. Now, a district level basically encompasses about 3 to 5 councils that are tied to a parish. It kind of depends. Some have 2, some have 6, but generally it's about 3 to 5 councils in a district. And I did that for 2 years. And then after that, I started going through the state office chairs. I served as state warden for 2 years. And then I moved up to state secretary, which I served for 2 years. And the last couple of years, I've had the immense privilege and honor of serving as the state deputy.
If you are just tuning in this morning, you recognize the voice. It's Ken Anderson. He is the state deputy of the Knights of Columbus and here in Oregon, joining us today because, well, his time as that state deputy is coming to a close. Well, you moved your ranks, you moved your service through the ranks up to the state deputy, and now you've had this role for 2 years. Looking back over those 2 years, what have you really come to appreciate and find that you are thankful to God for some great things you've been able to accomplish?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of the things that really come to mind over the last couple of years that happened that have been really big are just some really incredible summer and winter meetings. And this happens every year with every state, state deputy and other state officers. But just some really wonderful summer and winter meetings and state conventions. It's such a great time to be able to connect with other people. But also beyond that, I've been really impressed with a lot of the other activities that have happened the last couple of years. For example, we participated in the big national Eucharistic procession where the Blessed Sacrament came through Nevada and then through the southeastern part of Oregon. And Jesus literally led us through the desert in southeastern Oregon. and we made it to Burns and then Ontario. That was a once in a lifetime trip. And I was so glad that I had the opportunity to be part of that. So that was an amazing opportunity that came up. Also on top of that, we did a couple of incredible Blessed McGive Me relic tours this year. In mid-March, we did one on the west side, kind of along the I-5 corridor. And then in mid-May, we decided to have another relic tour where we brought the Blessed McGive Me relic through central and eastern Oregon, where Klamath Falls and the Bend area, the Baker City area, all got to see it. We got to visit that Jubilee pilgrimage site at Baker City as well. And, you know, that's something else that's been really incredible this year is seeing all of the opportunities during this Jubilee year for pilgrimages and gaining of plenary indulgences, visiting pilgrim sites. And it's just been a very, very special couple of years. Something else of note that I'm very, very proud of having the opportunity to start up here in Oregon was the Pro-Life ACE Wings. That's been a really great program that we've done here in Oregon as well. And when I went to Arizona last week for a Knights of Columbus event, I very proudly wore my ACE Wings there. And the Supreme Knight even commented on it. He said he liked the ACE Wings. So really incredible. A lot of amazing things that have happened the last couple of years. And I really hope that that amazing things continue to happen in Oregon for the next couple of years and beyond.
Ken, do you have any sights or thoughts going forward with the Knights of Columbus at more of a national level?
At this time, I don't think so. It's not quite time for me yet, but there could certainly be that possibility happening in the future. I'll just have to be open to that and see what comes in the future.
That's it. God will place before you the next thing that you are going to do. And as far as the Knights of Columbus are concerned and the councils here in the state of Oregon, you do have an upcoming role that you are going to be taking over once you step down as state deputy. Tell our listeners what that is.
Yeah, so here in Oregon, we have a precedent where the immediate past state deputy, which is still an official state office position, is also the charity's president. And so to kind of explain the situation, the Knights of Columbus as a whole organization is not a tax-deductible organization for a variety of reasons. We're a fraternal organization. There's insurance and those types of things. So we're not able to be a tax-deductible organization. However, we do have an arm of the organization that is tax deductible, and that is Oregon State KFC Charities. And so any monies that are donated through Oregon State KFC Charities are tax deductible, and we use those monies for charitable events and contributions, like giving out to Homes for Unwed Mothers or ultrasound machines or Catholic radio. I might be making a pitch here.
I like it.
And Catholic schools and so many other good causes that are all 501c3. And so basically my role for the next couple of years is just going to be promoting the charities and encouraging people to make donations and charitable contributions, and they can itemize which categories they want to donate to. You know, maybe if somebody wants to donate to Modern Day Radio, then we have a line item for that, and we'll create a lump sum of money for that. So,
well, here at Mater Dei Radio, we are not only appreciative of that support, that monetary support that the Knights of Columbus provide us. You have always been there, able to help us through the share-a-thon with volunteer work and things that have happened in the grounds here at Mater Dei Radio. So we rely on you as well. Ken Anderson joining us today. It is his last interview as far as state deputy is concerned, but we look forward to the many ways that we will be able to continue our conversations with Ken. Well, Ken, as we close out our time today, I just would love to give you this opportunity. People like you recognize who are in leadership roles recognize that the work that happens isn't done all by you, but there is a great group of people that help and support you. I'd just love to give you this opportunity for you to be able to thank those that have helped you along the way.
Yes, definitely. So as you mentioned, it really is an incredible privilege and an honor to serve in a position as state deputy. And it's not possible to do that without the support of other people. And so I really feel honored that I've had this opportunity. And I want to thank everybody who has made this possible through a wide variety of ways. And so I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank all Brother Knights of Columbus and everyone else for all the support that they have done in bringing about amazing things through the organization and for all the incredible events and programs that have been put on and just all of the successes that have happened in the order. It could not be possible without each and every one of you. And so it's been an immense honor. And I thank everybody so much from the bottom of my heart for this opportunity. And I wish you all a farewell as state deputy, but I'll still be around as a Knight of Columbus. I will be a knight for life.
Ah, that is perfect. A knight for life, indeed. Well, Ken, thanks so much for all that you do for the Knights of Columbus and for Mater Dei Radio.
Thank you very much, and viva Jesus.